Welcome to A Link to Heaven Radio, where you will find the comfort knowing that the other side is but a whisper away, and a whisper away is your link to heaven. Now, here is your host, your guide, critically acclaimed, world-renowned psychic medium, Robbie Thomas.
Whatsoever about A Link to Heaven Radio Show, please email me at rob@bloginservice.com. That's rob@bloginservice.com. Now, tonight, my guests are the one and the only Haunted Voices, the paranormal investigation group. I'm telling you, they are premier. We're hooking up with them. We're doing so many shows coming up here in the next, oh, let's say 1, 2, 3 years, maybe 10. How long will it go? We don't know. But I'm telling you one thing. These guys are phenomenal. They're just fantastic. And I'm so lucky to have gotten to know Todd and Chris Bates. That is one heck of a team, I tell you. Please, ladies and gentlemen, will you allow me to introduce to you one of the world's most premier paranormal investigating groups around? Give a big, warm welcome to Todd and Chris Bates. Todd, Chris, welcome.
Thank you very much, Robbie. Glad to be here.
Thanks, Robbie.
How are you guys tonight?
Hanging in there, doing good.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. You know what? I think we have a caller already. So let's take the call, and then what we'll do is I got a bunch of questions I'm just going to throw at you so that our listening audience can actually join in and have fun and learn all about EVP, ghost hunting, filming, taking notes, and what have you. Caller, are you there?
I actually told the caller to call back.
Oh, did you?
Sorry. Yeah, I realized. Sorry.
Oh, you know, that's okay. That's okay. Caller, if you're hearing this, you know, I will definitely speak to you. Don't you worry. I will definitely. Todd, Chris.
Yes.
Okay. Let's start here, guys. I want to know a little bit about you guys. How did you guys meet?
Oh, wow.
why don't you go ahead and tell them the meeting story.
The meeting story?
Yeah. It's kind of ironic.
Well, we actually met at our place of employment. We both worked at a grocery store in Vincennes, Indiana, and that's where Todd and I became really good friends, and I hooked him up with a friend of mine, and it turned out that Todd liked me instead.
Oh, wow.
So I lost my friend, but I gained my now husband.
right.
So we've been together ever since.
Yeah.
This is all the way back in high school, and we've been together since high school, so...
So you know every EVP of Todd, don't you?
Yes, I do.
That's like every move.
I'll be having a book out on that later.
Oh, I bet you will.
She writes that after hours.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys are just phenomal. I love you guys to death.
You're pretty great yourself, Robbie.
You know, you guys are just awesome. Stop it. This is my show. I'm the one who builds, okay?
Okay, you bet.
Yes, you guys are just phenomenal. I love you guys to death. Now, explain for our listening audience, if you can, what is EVP?
EVP, that is short for electronic voice phenomena. Basically what that is, those are sounds captured from disembodied spirits, okay? They aren't normally heard at the time that they're captured on magnetic tape, you know, your cassette tapes. They're normally heard whenever they're played back. That's probably the easiest way to explain it. It's a mystery. Nobody really knows why it happens, how it happens. But it's just kind of the basis behind them communicating with us from other dimensions and, you know, so forth.
Right. Like saying hello and can you hear me now?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Chris,
yes.
What was the most exciting project you've ever been on doing EVP?
Well, really, I'd say, I mean, we've been to several places, but I've found that I did actually capture one in our own home, and I know that Todd doesn't really recommend that you do it in your own home, but the reasons why I did it was for the simple fact that our daughter had said that she's 4, and she had said that there was something in her room. Kind of got me curious, and so behind Todd's back, I went in and I did some EVP in there and captured one that said, "Do you believe?" So to me, that was my most exciting. I mean, we've been on several, you know, investigations, and there's been a lot of EVP captured, but I would say that has to be my favorite for the simple fact that, you know, your four-year-old daughter's telling you there's something in her room, and you think it's just maybe a child making up an imaginary friend, and you get a very clear EVP that says, "Do you believe?"
Right.
So, I'd have to say that's my favorite.
Oh, that's cool. So it's more like a validation then.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's really cool. That's something that later on you can actually turn and show the child when the child gets older and say, "Look what we did for you."
Yeah.
She'll probably. Yeah, if she understands that.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah,
wow.
Thanks.
No, that's cool. That's cool. Todd, here's a question for the listeners. I know they're dying to know this, too. For all our listeners out there, what would you suggest can be to give them the startup, like give them a little breakdown what they can start up with, what they need to know to do in the you know, the basics of it.
The basics. It's extremely simple to capture EVP. It really is. A lot of people feel that they can't afford the equipment. It takes a lot of heavy duty sound equipment. That's incorrect. Me personally, I use a GE shoebox recorder that I bought at Walmart for $20. And you just go out and buy your standard cassette tapes. They have different biases there at Walmart. It's called High Bias. Sony makes a good brand. It's called Sony CD It. And you just buy that, your shoebox recorder, your cassette tape, and just an omnidirectional microphone, external microphone there, because that way it captures from all sides. And, you know, it's just it's a lot more clear than your other microphones would be. And that's your basic setup right there. And I would recommend for a beginner to go to areas that, of course, aren't necessarily haunted, but just areas that they're trying for the first time to kind of get the feel of how the recording works and then how the playback works. And then they can actually start doing investigations after that.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. You know, and it sounds like it's not a lot of money to come out of the pocket and where they can actually take interest in it.
Yeah, it's very, very inexpensive. A lot of them are using the digital recorders nowadays, and these type recorders, they work similar to your digital cameras or video cameras. They basically take pictures of sound like a video camera would take the different frames. That's similar to how they work. They're called samples.
Right.
Sound samples. I prefer the cassette over the digital, but I do use both. So, I mean, either way, and if anybody would like to know more about it, we teach a free basic lesson at hauntedvoices.com that explains all this in detail, how to get started, what equipment you're going to need, how to upload it, whatever you need. We provide it for you.
Yes, and most definitely, people, I recommend this. Go to www.hauntedvoices.com. and check them out. And I'm telling you, you're not going to be disappointed. It's one ghostly, ghastly experience. And I'm telling you, these guys are cool. They're really cool. You guys are cool.
Thank you.
You guys are on the ball, let me tell you that. So, Todd and Chris, tell me, your very first experience doing EVP, right?
Mm-hmm.
What all happened and what all did you guys entail in equipment? What did you all have when you first started out, and what was your first experience like?
Oh, my God.
We'll tell them about the Bob Barker mic.
The Bob Barker mic, yeah.
Yeah.
It was at the pool house where we first started out.
It's really funny. I mean, this just goes to show you that you can really get your you can start off pretty bad, and then it just builds over time.
Right, right.
We had the most shady equipment.
The camera.
We were able to afford the shoebox recorder.
Yeah.
The video camera that
didn't even have night shot vision on it.
Right. It was awful. And we, you know, the old computer mics, the ones that
They look like the Bob Barker microphone.
Oh, yeah, right.
We started out with one of those.
That's what we use, see? And that's all we had, and maybe a flashlight.
We had a camera. It wasn't a digital camera. It was just a 35-millimeter camera, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's horrible.
And there was sometimes we used so much film that, you know, we couldn't afford any more film, so we just used the flash on it to just get them going.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It was hilarious. But, I mean, we started out with very little. That's why when people come to the site and they say, does it take a lot of money to start? No, I mean, you can start with just the basics. I mean, that's the best thing about it is starting out with little and building your way up to the better stuff. And, you know, we just had the basic things, and we were able to capture the best EVP.
Right. And, that's the thing about what you guys do. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot, but you can get a whole lot.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. You know what I mean? Those were the days. Archie Bunker, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think Edith came with us on a couple. As a matter of fact.
Did she really? Yeah. did you find Archie by chance? Oh, this is cool. You know, now, along with the EVP, do you recommend any note-taking, like logging, per se, for the phenomena that's going on, keeping track of what's going on for people?
Absolutely.
I do, yes. When we first started out, we had a notebook that we even carried, and we would write down the date, the time, the weather conditions, who was with us on the investigation, what equipment we were using, if you got any, if you got a picture, what time did you capture this picture? If you heard something, what did you hear at this time? Because when you go back and you're listening to your recorder and say, for instance, you hear something, but, you know, it's at that specific time, well, was it a dog barking? Was it, you know, one of your team members saying something? Writing down everything, I think, is very important, wouldn't you say, Todd?
Very much so.
I mean, there's not too much that you could ever write down on paper.
Well, it just
if you don't write it down,
sense.
You're going to forget it later, I promise.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it seems really you have to be inclined to do that, because what you capture and what people say or what you think are all different modes. So it's better to keep a log of everything. It's like doing dream journals or doing
reading
journal. Exactly. You know, there's things you're not going to capture, but if you put into words, you can look back and go, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of groups out there have what are called data recorders, and they do just that. Chris does that for us. She does a job.
Well, guess what?
I know.
We have a caller.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm fine. Hi, Robbie. It's Lori.
Hi, Lori.
How are you doing? I just want to thank you for this opportunity to be on the air with you.
Oh, you're most welcome, hon. You really are. You're most welcome. Okay, listen. I know you have a question, and we just hit upon something I just talked about keeping records of things, and we talked about dream journals and how to, because sometimes when we get analysis of dreams or anything like that whatsoever, that we should mark them down, write them down, and Chris brought up a good thing, keeping track of who is there. So even in a dream, keeping track of who's in your dream. So I know you have a dream for me because we spoke earlier, and you want me to interpret it for you. Am I right?
What was that, Robbie?
You have a dream you want me to interpret for you, right?
Yes, Robbie, I do.
Okay.
I had a dream, and it occurred within days apart. My mom passed away January 26th, and I had a dream that my mom wanted to get away from my father, and she bought a cabin. And I was driving to go see her, and I remembered I had to turn around and go back because my mom was dead. A couple days later, I had the same dream. She was in her cabin. And I called her, and I asked her if I could come visit her, and she straight up told me in this tone of voice, no.
Yeah, okay.
I've never, ever had two occurring dreams, ever.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to explain to you. We have recurrent dreams, just like we were talking about EVPs. I'm going to go back and forth here, okay, Lori?
Okay.
So we have dreams, and we mark them down, we give them a title, all right? We give them our emotions, we write down exactly in sequence, like you just told me, everything that has happened. Then you give your feelings again, why and what you think it, what it is, okay? And at the end of your dream, I want you to write down a little synopsis of a breakdown of everything that went on and, again, how your feelings are. And this will enable you to actually see what is coming out from the messages from within. Now, I'm going to interpret your dream, and this goes along the same lines of EVP for people. When you do your EVPs, just like Chris said, you mark down who's with you, what happened, the phenomena, you give it the date, the time, the wind conditions, the weather outside, where you are standing, everything. You list things because these are very important, intricate parts of anything you journalize. Now, your dream. You know, I'm getting, you know, the fact that your mom and your dad and I got a line drawn between your mom and dad. There was kind of rough times there. And when you see her and you had to turn around to come back because you forgot, but then you called her up and asked her if could you come, and she blatantly said no. There's something that's missing between you and your dad. That's what's coming through here. It's nothing to do with your mom, but what she's trying to get through to you is there's something that's not resolved between you and your father. So there's something that you should look for and look at, issues that deal with you and your father. Now, I know this is very tugging at your heartstrings, and it's very, how can I say, when people start to think about things that are very emotionally within them, it hurts. And sure, it hurts, but you know what? We cannot resolve or find any reprieve in life unless we really search deep and look at the subject matter of what we're questioning. And that is, and I'm circling your father, there's issues around your father, and I'm getting a feeling, Lori, that maybe there's something you should address, write it out, get that feeling out of you, and when you offer it up to the universe, hun, and you put it on paper, tear that paper up and say, it's gone. Forgive yourself, because people say, why should I forgive myself? Well, if we don't look inward and forgive ourselves for hanging on to things that are just misjudged or misrepresented within us, then we're looking at things that become that burden. So therefore, if you take that, write it out, and you say, well, Dad, I have this issue, and this is the issue, and write it out. And just put your words to it. Even if you really have to get, you know, dramatic about it, write it out. And then you take a look at that and you say, I'm done with it. And you rip it up and you throw it away. This way it's going to give you that reprieve. And therefore, your mom is trying to give you a stern, it's not like a hello or wake up, but it's to you so that you say, okay, finally I can let go. There's something here I need to do and address, and I'm going to let go. Does that make sense, hon?
Robbie, it makes total sense. There's many, many issues between my mother and father when my mother passed away.
But you know what?
My dad's
an
alcoholic.
You're hanging on to it as burden, though. You're hanging it on to it as it's yours. And you know what? It's not yours, hon, because then you're starting to feel really nailed to the cross. You're carrying a cross around that's not yours. It's time for you to let go and just say, okay, fine. I can find the solace within my heart, and I'm done with it. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes total sense. Total sense. There's many, many things that have become between my father and my mother since my mother passed.
That's right.
Many, many, many.
And I won't air it on air, but, you know, I know you know I know. And if you want to speak later on, we can talk about it. But this will give you the initiative to actually do it. Now, you're probably saying, but Rob, I don't want to write it out, or, you know, got that little lazy trend in me. Hun, promise me, do it. Because you know why? You're going to feel 100% better once you write that out and you give yourself that little reprieve and say, yes, I did it, and now, you know what? I can let go of it. Offer up the negativity.
Is this a sign from my mother telling me to forgive everything that's happened here?
You know, it's a sign for you to forgive yourself for hanging on to it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
Okay. Now,
and I have one more question. Out of seven children, me being the middle child, I was chosen to take care of my mother when she was dying. And this question in my head is going, why me? And I still have not yet to be able to answer why did she choose me? Why?
Why was everything put on my shoulders? Why was I the one to carry this burden? Right?
Right.
Okay. It goes right back to the same thing, hon. Write it out. And you know what? Your mother's showing me, as I wrote it down here, and I wrote your mom, and I put a line directly between your mom and dad. So that's like busted up, okay? And, you know, like, I can go right into details, but I'm not going to. And, like I said, I'll speak to you on a different time privately with you about this. But the thing is that she wants you to find the solace. And now it's in the open, and you've seen it, and it's been told to you. This is for you. We go through life, and certain things are given to us. We may carry them as a cross, but you know what? It's how we address the issue that becomes that cross. Now, if we take that in a different light and say, okay, I know I did this. Fine. Look inside. Reflection is the greatest tool in life, and that is instilled within you. That is your right as you come from other lives, from heaven, from sanctuary, from wherever people believe, okay? This mm-hmm. is yours. This is your right. Open up, love yourself, you're number one, and offer everything up to the universe, and you will never regret this. I promise you this. Write it out. Write it out in detail, Lori. Write every inch of it out, and then just say, I'm done with it. And then if you want to tear that page up and you have a little anger, that's okay. If you want to raise your fist up to the heavens and go, why? Why was I given this? Why did you put this burden on me and I'm still hanging on to it? You have to look a little deeper inside you and say, okay, fine. If I have the energy to sit there and raise my fist up and question everything in life, then I have the little energy to say, I can offer it up. It takes so little to say, I forgive me. I forgive. I can let myself go. And it's true. It honestly is, and I will help you with that way.
Wow.
God bless you, hon.
Thank you, Robbie.
You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Okay. Thank you for
Bye-bye.
Calling. Well, Chris and Todd, that is something along EVP, but it's a little different.
Yes.
And,
wow.
You know, we have to journalize things in life, and I'm telling
oh, yeah.
you, it's great to keep records of everything because Hello? Todd?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys better not hang up on me. I'm going to be one angry fellow.
No. He's sitting there worried.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Okay. Yeah, let's get back. You guys are wonderful. Don't hang up on me. I'll tell you. Yeah, so recording is one great tool in keeping in line with everything in life. I think that not only EVP, and having film say, but also journalizing everything, keeping notes like Chris was saying. Am I correct?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
What would that offer, let's say, the average EVP, you know, enthusiast? What would that give them?
I mean, as far as good notes and so forth?
Yeah. What kind of starter point will that give them?
What it does, is for one thing, it helps them build the area. If they go to certain areas and find that by their notes and by the weather conditions that they've noted, you know, everything as far as to, you know, solar storms, previous storms, even the moon phases. I'm not a big fan of the moon phases, but all that stuff should be noted. And then once you go back to this location, let's say you went there and the conditions weren't fair, it was a bright sunny day, no solar storm, no solar activity, and you didn't capture any EVP. But then you return to that location on one of these other conditions, like prior to a thunderstorm or so forth, according to your notes, and then you find that you did capture one. Well, you note that, and you know that at this particular time, at this particular place, it's easier for you to capture EVP during one of these conditions.
Right.
We really used our, you know, our notebook when we first started out, and to this day, I mean, they're so important. I mean, just to go back and check and, you know, see what you wrote down.
Yeah, it becomes like a billboard, doesn't it? Like, it's right there in front of your face. There's no guessing, second guessing. It's there.
She still uses the pen and paper, but we got the luxury of having a little laptop now, and I got a software program on there for
this. I'm kind of old-fashioned. I still like my pen and paper.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It's the best, you know. It's true. It's true.
Data recording, that is one of the biggest keys in it to any kind of investigation. You can't just go there and do your EVP sessions, your photo sessions, your recording, your measurements with your instruments, you know, your electromagnetic field readings. You can't keep all this in your head, okay? All these things have to be noted down. They just have to be. And
that's right.
Then you by doing so, you know, you can see, well, all this room here has a high reading. Well, let's concentrate on this area. Then you're able to map out your area. And then, you know, it just note taking just like that. I mean, just sets up the whole thing.
Yeah, it graphically sets up everything.
Yeah,
really, when you look at it,
right? Go there, knock on the door, and put a microphone in the air. It's not, not that simple.
You're right.
You saw Barker Mike.
That's true. Callers, it's toll free 1-888-268-4313. I'm speaking with my very special guest, Haunted Voices Paranormal Investigation Group, one of the premier investigation groups in the world. You can give me a call, again, 1-888-268-4313. That's anywhere in the world. And if you can't get through on that line, you can call me at 1-530-876-3222. Again, that's 1-530-876-3222. That toll-free number, once again, 1-888-268-4313. You can call up, ask them any question you like. They're going to answer anything whatsoever. Guys, other sources of recording, what do you recommend?
Other sources of recording, there's a lot of unfamiliar sources that a lot of people don't know about. Your video camera, there's a lot that go out and just film. They'll do some filming. But you can actually capture EVP on your video camera.
Right.
It's really good clarity as well. You know, it's not distorted or anything like people might think it would be. Also, your cell phones. A lot of cell phones nowadays, they have like a 3-minute recording time on them. It's almost a digital type recording. So that's another option.
It's something
pilot.
Like what the naked eye can't capture.
Right.
Right. Right. That's a phenomenon itself. Like if you set up a camera and you can't see and you walked in an area and all of a sudden the caption that's being captured is an apparition sitting on the stairs.
Right.
You know, it's phenomenal.
You could get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Definitely. What do you, what can people expect during EVP?
That's the tough one. There's a lot of people that will watch television, see it being used on television shows, movies, and think that they can just go buy one of these devices and go out and boom, there it is. In some cases, sure, you do have what I call beginner's luck, but in most cases, no. You have to constantly go to a location. Chris and I had to go to this old schoolhouse for almost 2 months before we broke any communication barrier. Now we can't keep them quiet. It's almost as if you have to build a relationship or a trust with them before, you know, they do anything as far as communicating like that. But for the beginner, hang in there. Keep recording. Don't quit. A lot of them will go out and get this equipment. They're not educated on how to use it. They don't understand it, so they quit.
Right, right, right.
Don't quit.
Don't quit. Yeah. It's staying on top of what you're doing, being fulfilled in, you know, wanting to know more. Just do it.
Right.
Right. We have a caller. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Bonnie, and I'm from Topeka, Kansas.
Hello, Bonnie. How are you?
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, how you doing?
You have a question for us, Bonnie?
Yes, I do. I was on an investigation last night, and the EMF readers were just going crazy in one area. I had dowsing rods and a recorder. I got no EVP, nothing with the dowsing rods, but I don't know. Can it be my attitude or my state of mind that I'm getting no EVP? Because I haven't gotten an EVP yet.
Good question. Todd?
That's
Chris?
A very good question. Yeah, that's
kind
a lot of people.
Kind of goes back to what you just talked about, Todd. I mean,
with that, Bonnie, you definitely want to have your mind open, okay? Try not to go in there begging for the EVP, basically, to happen. Just kind of let it just go with the flow, and, you know, it'll happen. But you have to also realize that you can't just go to one place and then expect to get it over and over and over. You have to continually go there, kind of build a relationship with them. You know, don't expect it the first go around.
Now, somebody like Bonnie going into a place like that, wanting and really seeking hard for something like this, is it almost like they have to reach inward in a spiritual sense as well, and see that, you know, acceptance of everything, because we're talking about the spiritual realm here. It's just not catching spirits on tape, but it's the spiritual realm. Is it the individual themselves that have to open up inside?
Right. Well, see, that's where I kind of, you know, I'm not trying to be sacrilegious here in any way whatsoever. A scientific view from what I need to do, I try to keep that in my back pocket, to where I will go in to see what is there. Not necessarily, you know, angelic beings and what have you. You know, it's, I try to keep that in the back of my mind. That way, I can rule it out as that kind of interference, because
right.
it's really hard to do that and have people there. You know, people, oh, you don't believe in God? Yeah, yes, I very much do believe in God. I was raised Catholic. Okay,
right.
That has nothing to do with it. The point is that I just try to rule that out. And I think by the person, if the person is spiritually stable, I think that helps dramatically. I mean, it's just a big bonus.
Right.
If somebody is stable like that. If you have somebody going in there that's negative, let's say they just got an argument or they lost a loved one, they're real sad, they have some negative feelings. That's
distracted.
Yeah, they're really not going to, I mean, if I was, you know, a spirit, which, you know, they're a human being too.
Right.
I wouldn't want to bother that person.
No.
If I see somebody sitting in the corner, you know, I'd feel sorry for them. Hey, are you okay? But I'm not necessarily going to go over there and bother them and talk to them. So it could be the same situation.
Well, Todd, that you kind of also would recommend, as far as we've also used the approach, as far as the surprise attack approach,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, don't let them know that you're even recording. Some might say, well, oh, they know. Well, they might know, but there's been times, you know, before we start a recording session, I always have the habit of, I'm going to hit that record button before Todd even starts his intro, because I'm thinking, I want to hear them say, okay, everybody shut up, you know, or be quiet, you know. But surprise them and just hit the record button. Don't let them know that you're even recording.
Exactly.
I forgot
just
about that. That's a good idea. I think I'll do that.
So many tips.
Yeah, that's true. There's
just different ways of doing it. It's just to find the, you know, the right way to do it that's good for you.
Some are stubborn. Some don't want to talk. Some are there. You could tell they're right there next to you. They just choose to be quiet.
Right.
And some are sarcastic. They're very sarcastic. They know what you're doing.
Well, you know, the reason why now, I you know, I always got to jump in and be the funny guy here. But, but you know, Bonnie, the reason why I asked this type of question is I'm feeling there's a lot of things that have been going on in your life lately that have been really, again, sitting on someone's shoulders, where they have a whole plate of stuff and you're not knowing how to peel it off one at a time. So therefore, when you're distracted, as I said, it's hard for someone to concentrate on doing something. Am I right?
Right.
So,
I am distracted because
you are.
I'm worried about people making noise, because I know that you need to be quiet, but it's difficult to bring that information across without being rude, but
rudeness is key.
The noise factor is something that I'm always concerned about.
Right. And then, you know, let's go a little further, Bonnie, into your normalcy of life. There's also an imbalance there. And it's hard to want to go out and do something that you enjoy when you have in the back of your mind a lot of things floating there. Am I correct?
You're right on.
And you know what? Just like we started to explain, and when I was picking up on you, you got to start to take and put into an organized manner. This is for now, and this is for now, and this is for now. So if I'm going to deal with today's issues is now. It's not going to run into tomorrow because tomorrow's another day. And so, therefore, if I'm going to do something today, it's done, and I'm done with it, and then we work on something else. We all have to learn to do that. And you're a hard one. You are a stickler because you let it not only become tomorrow, but it's the week with you. Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
I know. I don't mean to say that funny like that. But you know what? You're going to have to start to do, just like Todd and Chris were talking, is when you go in there with an open mind and an open heart, you got to do it that way. So therefore, we take our issues that we deal with in everyday life and, you know, people we clash with during the day, we have to resolve those issues. We can't let it go on and boil over into what our pastimes and what else we're doing, and moving forward. We're not going to move. We actually think we're moving forward, but we're taking two steps backwards. So therefore, when you're concentrating on doing, and you can tell me the truth here, when you were doing your EVP that night, you were actually thinking of what was going on through the day.
Right. Okay.
Was I right?
Yes.
Okay. We got to stop that.
Just boring, doesn't it?
You know, we got to stop that. But that's what you got to do. So, in other words, you know, you're calling. You have a beautiful question, and you got a good answer, and you got a little bit of a reading, which is cool. And you know what, Bonnie, that is fantastic. Do you have another question for us?
No, that's it. And I appreciate the information.
God bless you, hon.
Thank you.
Take care, Bonnie.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye
bye. Bye.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, if we get distracted, and you know, in principle, that's true. In life and anything, you're not going to function properly.
No.
You know, and if you want to set forth anything to do EVP or any investigation whatsoever, you're not going to feel whole in concentrating on what you're doing because you always got stuff in the back of your mind. Am I right?
Right.
So can you offer the listeners this type of any information at all? And I know it's good information, people, if you're really listening. If you're going to set out and do something like this, should they not just be relaxed and look at it as, okay, we're going to concentrate on this only?
You want to be relaxed, but you don't want to be relaxed enough to where you're extremely open for vulnerability, depending on where you're going. You definitely want to be well-rested, of course. You don't want to go in someplace extremely tired. You want to be well-rested. When you're doing the recording sessions, you know, like Chris and I do, if somebody in our group is edgy, in a bad mood, just got in a fight with their boyfriend, husband, we won't allow them in the session. Negative is going to bring on negative. That is just like having a chain without a link in it, basically. Whenever we do the recording sessions, you know, we try to keep it a clean environment. Everybody's open-minded, receptive, and that's what we try to present to them. And if they see that we're open like that, then I feel they're more apt to speak to us. So definitely check yourself before you go on an investigation. Even if you're in a group, a lot of these local groups have the group leaders, and even some of the group leaders come and they're extremely cranky. They're throwing things around. You know, they're mad. They're upset. Somebody in that group should address that person and ask them to leave the area. And if they have any respect for their group or them and themselves, then they'll do so.
Right, right, exactly. Bonnie, that's very good advice. And I know you're listening. You're going, "Oh, shut up!" But you know what? You know, it's funny when you can feel things that you can tell them. But you know what?
Bonnie, God bless you. You know, yes.
There's no hiding it from Robbie. He knows. You can't hide.
Yeah, I'll never call him again. Oh, boy. Hey, how many in your crew and on, say, a night out doing the EVP, capture my ghost, how many in your crew and what's everybody's function?
I'd say we have five.
There's five or six of us. We have, you can just go ahead and name them off, Todd, and tell them what they do.
Yeah. Well, let's give them a little bit of radio. Give their names out.
Okay. Well, we have Pam, of course. She's the director, okay? She directs the group. She is my mother-in-law, Chris's mother, of course. She is a.k.a. Ma.
Okay. The boss.
You know,
Ma.
You know how Ma Barker had her boys?
Yes.
It's similar to that. She keeps us in line. Then of course, Chris helps with EVP. She helps with data recording, photography. And there is Michael. He is also a certified EVP specialist. He helps me out with processing them, and with the recording equipment. Then there's, Debbie Mercer. She's, new to the team. She is the,
she's the assistant director.
Assistant director. She
does a lot of good photos.
Yeah, she takes a lot of photos. And then we just got our newest.
Stacy.
Soon to be married to Michael. Yes, we have a little drama going on in the group.
We're getting ready to be married April 1st.
Yeah, Stacy is, she's currently right now, I'm training her, on the, advanced EVP lessons. So she's.
And then
could
we got my sister training.
Could you see those two out? You know, do you take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband? And all of a sudden you hear, no, don't take it.
Yeah, go,
go.
Don't go there.
They're really good people. I think you and they had on their wedding registry ghost hunting equipment. So.
Oh, that's so cool.
Devoted people.
Yeah, you know. And they're probably listening, and I was just going to give you a real good thing for them for the wedding, you know, or a surprise, but I'm not going to do it now because it'll just ruin it. But, you know, it's funny how the mind works, you know?
Yeah, like they're getting married April 1st.
April 1st.
Oh, well, happy April Fools to you two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, Chris and I are going to be in it.
Oh, boy.
Being a wedding. Yeah, so I'm going to bring my recorder to this church. Just to see if there's...
Well, they couldn't ask for two better people.
Oh, thank you.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. And, you know, I want to get back to the point of being boss. And I mentioned the word boss, but Todd, you know, the boss is on the phone right now with me. And you know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we just make sure I want to clarify that so that I don't leave that boss out. But that is the boss. Right, Chris?
That's right. He's looking at me grinning crazy.
Yeah, he's going, tell him to shut up. Oh, that's cool. That's good. Now, do you recommend, now she talked about the rods, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you recommend everybody run out and grab them?
I've used the dowsing rods before. I don't...
Can I stop you right now?
Sure.
Okay. Now, here's a two-part question. You can answer that one. But honestly, do you believe in them?
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, no.
No, I knew it.
I think that they, it's a subconscious deal with the, with your hands. The it all goes down to the little nerves in your hands that move whichever way you want it to move. You really can't prove it either way. But
there's been some people that say that
right.
They've really got good results.
One
with it.
Thing that really did kind of catch my eye and put me 50-50 on believing in if they worked or not was we were at a very active cemetery, and they we were out there using the dowsing rods, and they had crossed, and somebody had taken a photo at the same time, and we had this large green called a supercharged orb shooting up from the center of it. Almost, you know, now if that was spiritual, I don't know if that was anything static electricity. I don't know, but it was definitely not supposed to be there. That I do.
Right.
Know. So, you know, it's kind of a toss-up. But as far as me using those and you know, documenting something with them, no. But I think they are interesting.
Maybe, I don't know, I was going to say, I think it just depends on if you know how to use them. I mean, I don't think that some person should just pick them up and put them in their hands and say, okay, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think it takes a person to really get to know how to use them. Because I know with Jen, you know, she swears by them.
Mm-hmm.
She has had excellent results. Now, myself, I haven't had any results because I don't know how to use them. So, I mean, and I think, too, you got to really believe in them. So, I don't know.
I think you have,
I'm kind of torn.
Kind of like put yourself in a meditative state, too. I think you got to put yourself in a different state of mind with those.
We don't use them. We've never really gotten into the habit of using them. We've tried them and just, I mean, Todd's tried them. I don't know how to use them, so it's not something I would think I would really want to have.
Does it lead you to water?
They say.
You know me. I'm the old practical way, you know, spirit talks and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I know a lot of people are going, oh, Rob, you know, but that's just me, you know. Now, along with using these tools during your investigations, what have you, do you tell people to bring slow shutter and fast shutter speed cameras?
I recommend them using 800 speed film. I prefer 35 millimeter myself.
Right.
Chris will.
Versus digital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chris likes the.
I like my instant results.
She likes the, oh, bam, there it is. Me, I'm kind of. I like the old school.
You like your negatives.
I like the negatives. I like the anticipation of, did you get those back from the developer yet? You know, that's just the whole, it's you know, it's like Christmas in there. You don't know what
you captured.
But with the 35 millimeter, if you use the right shutter speed,
you got to
have it. I mean, especially at night. I mean, you can take them during the day.
Right.
All right, don't get me wrong. And still capture some decent evidence. But at night, you have the black backdrop. It's not because it's spooky and all this, but you would need to have a high-speed film. You know, you'd want 800 or at least 400 speed.
Can we put a myth and give our listeners a little bit to put to rest on digital cameras? You know, when you snap a picture and you may be looking at the most darkest area, and you see a figure, and you snap it, is it not true that that digital camera can suck light from behind the side and create something in front?
I believe so, yes.
Yes, it can. And so that gives a misconception when we really look at it, because it's drawing light, energy from all around, and then it'll put a false, what do you call it, a false positive?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, people are looking and go, wow, look at the entity there. Look at that flash. Look at that streak of light.
It's why a lot of people get those orbs.
Right.
And a lot of them are dust orbs. A good way to tell a good dust orb, look at the orb. If it looks like it has a fingerprint or like a little nucleus, and that's dust, that's the dust orb.
Right.
Okay, a spirit orb is going to, you'll know it when you see it. It looks like a glowing ball of light. And plus, they get out. With the digital cameras are real bad with this. The slightest movement, I mean, you can have the slightest twitch in your hand and it can be pointing at like a street light, and that street light it'll look like Halley's Comet.
That's right.
It's just be careful with them.
That's right. And you know, it's almost like if you take a towel or a throw rug or even a small little rug, and if you shake it, and here's a good one, right, guys?
Oh yeah.
If you tell your listeners, go and do this just for the fun of it.
Take it
and shake it, and then go stand back and take a snapshot and let the sunlight come in the window. And wow, look, you got your five generations of family all right
there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can be the cleanest person, you know, and you can hit your sofa, hit your chair. Like you said, Robbie, good point. Shake a rug and take a picture. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I did that.
Yes, you did.
I did that for a false orb.
You also did it with dirt.
That was something else. I went out back and threw a whole handful of dirt in the air,
snapped a photo. It looked like just millions.
Oh yeah, isn't it funny how that happens? Yeah.
I've seen people even go out when it's raining and snap pictures, and they're like, "Look at all these orbs."
Yeah.
It's not orbs. It's rain.
Yeah. They think they got a gold mine.
Yeah. Look, I mean, look, there's millions of them. No.
I know.
That's not millions of them. That's rain.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
your
right.
Moisture is going to look almost oval. So.
Oh, it's amazing. You know what? I've caught a lot on film because, you know, I've done paranormal investigations and I've done them in the media and whatever, right? And I've had my assistant. I looked at them. We watched them. She'll snap shots and then she'll move and then you'll see like a golf ball or even a small hardball baseball size orb, white, shoot right across the screen right after.
Mm.
You know, that's not a dust particle. That's an orb. Now that is an anomaly. And
mm-hmm.
that's what they should be looking for. Not when you snap one and you see, like you said, you have thumbprint or you have something that's in and they go, wow, I see a face. No, what you're looking at is a speck of dust flying through the air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
what it
is.
I think if you look too hard for a long time, you're going to make something out of it, too.
That's right. And people are going, oh, my gosh, you just crushed my world. I have all these pictures with orbs. You know?
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, when you really get down to the truth of it and you've been doing it for so many years and you become the professional that you guys are, you know the difference. And people have to learn the truth. It's like realism and spiritualism. Either you really want to know, or are you on the outside just pretending? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what this is all about, you know. People, the toll-free number to give these fine folks a call is 1-888-268-4313. You have any questions whatsoever about EVPs or hauntings, or you want them to come visit you even, 1-888-268-4313. 1-888-268-4313. And if you can't get through, it's 1-530-876-3222. 1-530-876-3222. Give us a call. We'll answer your questions tonight. I know it's 9 o'clock right now, guys. Can we continue on? Are you guys free for a little bit more?
Well, I was supposed to be scheduled something else here next hour, but could we go another 15 minutes?
Is that fine?
Uh-huh.
Okay, deal. You guys, we know what we're going to do? I think we're going to take a little five-minute break before, and then we'll end with 10 more minutes with you guys. We'll take a five-minute break so you can go get one of those frozen things in the fridge, you guys, and all you listeners, and, you know, make some popcorn, whatever, and come on back. Listen to the show. These are phenomenal people, Todd and Chris Bates from Haunted Voices. You're one and only on the A Link to Heaven Radio. We'll be right back.
Robbie Thomas, a prolific writer, author of Spirit and the Other Side, has many accomplishments to his name. Robbie has been seen on television and heard on radio around the world, where he has reached out to so many, bringing comfort and joy to those who seek knowledge of life here and on the other side. Robbie can now be heard right here on BBS Radio every Sunday evening, starting at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, to where he will answer your questions of loved ones, dream interpretations, past life readings, and help you better understand the spirit within you. You can purchase Robbie's book, A Link to Heaven, Chat from the Other Sides, from Barnes & Nobles in the United States nationwide, or online at www.barnesandnoble.com. Also, you may purchase a copy of A Link to Heaven, Chats from the Other Side in the Indigo Chapter Kohl's stores in Canada nationwide, or visit online at www.indigo.ca. Coming soon to bookstores near you are Robbie's latest writings, Signs from Heaven. The government of Canada has hailed this to be a truly inspiring work and an essence of spirit. A book that will give you inspirations for your everyday life. Robbie also has many other shows that are scheduled. You can check out those times and listings at www.robbiethomas.net or here at BBS Radio. And you can always forward your comments or letters on to BBS Radio and have the voice of your spirit heard.
Welcome back, everybody, to A Link to Heaven radio show. I'm your host, Robbie Thomas, and tonight we have a phenomenal pair with us. And, you know, I have to say there's the boss and then there's the understudy. And the boss is Chris and the understudy is Todd. I'm
yes.
sorry, but I have to say it.
Very, very well said.
Yeah, you guys got some nasty weather where you are, huh?
Yes, very bad.
Yeah, that's why the phones are kind of breaking up. Are we having EVP problems?
Definitely.
Oh, is that right, eh?
It's getting shady.
Yeah, let's not get struck by lightning now, shall we?
Might not want to do that.
No, not at all. You guys, you know, I want to thank you for coming on the show. This is, you know, phenomenal. You guys are just fantastic.
Oh, thanks for having us. It's been great.
Oh, you know what? Anytime.
Yes,
anytime. You guys are great. You guys are fantastic. I want to let a shout out to you, let you go ahead and explain about Haunted Voices Radio, and I want to get back and ask you a couple questions. Go ahead, Todd or Chris, you know,
okay.
Let it out. Tell everybody about your show.
Haunted Voices Radio, it debuted last Friday. It's going to be on every Friday night from 4 to 5 Pacific time. That'd be 6 to 7 Central Standard Time. The radio is, it's all EVP all the time. We're going to have guests. We're going to play samples. We're going to talk about tips and tricks, take your call-ins. It's just a great show. We had a really, really good time last Friday, and definitely tune in on Friday nights for that. It's a good show.
It's a marvelous show. You guys are going to rock.
Thank you, Robbie.
You guys, I'm honest to God, you guys are just, you know, it. And I'm just glad you're with BBS Radio. Hey, let's tell them what we're going to be doing.
Okay.
I'll let you do it.
No.
Okay. Well, you want me to do it?
Well, yeah. You're the understudy.
We're going to be doing some filming.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Yes. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I think I heard that somewhere.
I think I did, too.
We're going to be doing a lot of it.
Yeah, it's amazing. We're going to be bringing some of this stuff live to people on television.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They're going to see us.
Great, great locations coming up. We're going to be hitting Indiana here soon.
Yes,
great people working together.
It's the perfect family.
It is. You're right.
It really is. And you know, we're going to be going all over the place doing some great locations and getting some great evidence. I just know we're all going together really good as a team.
Most definitely. We're going to be just perfect out there. So everybody in Indiana, you listen up. We're going to come and we're going to invade your state. We're not going to tell you where we're coming yet, but I'll tell you when we do, we hope to see you people. And you know what? I'd love to go out and shake your hand. So would Todd. And you know what? Hey, maybe you can come hold a mic or something, or, you know, do something and get scared and get your freak on, get into the place. No, I'm telling you, it's kind of cool. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
cool. Make
it
time.
We have a caller. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Fall River.
Pardon me?
Hey, from Fall River.
Hello, Connie. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you. Do you have a question about ghosts? Or anything whatsoever you like to ask?
Oh, I just called to say hi.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, I'm listening to your show.
Do you like the show?
Yeah, it was good. It was the first time I listened.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Connie. Connie, I got a question for you.
Okay.
All right. In where you live, okay, now this is what I'm picking up on you, Connie. In where you live, you sense somebody within your home, and you're hearing a lot of different noise going on in your home. And the place I'm getting the travel between is between your bedroom and going to the living room. And I don't know why I'm drawing an angle, but I feel like I'm coming down a hallway, and then I'm going on an angle to the living room. But this is where I'm coming from, and I feel like there's somebody walking. And sometimes at night when you're laying there and you're kind of really quiet and you're in bed, you can hear them. You can hear walking or the muffled sounds of somebody in your place. Am I correct?
Probably.
Do you get the sense of, and I'm going to tell you this, I have a grandmother figure, okay? I'm talking about your grandmother, and I'm talking about a grandmother, and I'm feeling that
there's somebody, and I'm getting the name of Maria. Maria is a name that's coming through.
Yeah.
This is a name I'm coming through to me. Maria. Maria or Marie. This is the name that's coming through to me. I'm being acknowledged of a Marie, and I'm grabbing right now. You have a St. Christopher?
I have what?
A St. Christopher medal. Jesus?
I don't think so.
Jesus?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm seeing a St. Christopher medal, and I'm getting the name Maria. And I'm touching myself. I have a St. Christopher, and I'm holding it right now. And so for me to do that, somebody has a St. Christopher, and is given, and I got a grandmother. So it's coming down from the grandmother to St. Christopher, but the name I'm getting is Maria.
That's my grandmother.
That's your grandmother?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Connie, what does St. Christopher, like I have a St. Christopher on me, and I'm holding my medal right now, and I'm not letting it go. And it feels like this St. Christopher was given. So what I'm saying is, your grandmother give a St. Christopher. Do you have a St. Christopher? Because I'm getting the thing of passing a St. Christopher on. There's a St. Christopher medal.
Nope.
Yeah,
it
must have been given this. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say this just to say it. And I'm not going to say that you're saying no and you're going, no, I've never did. But I'm telling you, I'll argue until you say yes. Because you know why?
I
know I'm
remember.
Right. I know I'm right. There's something that's coming through. And her name is Maria.
What do you mean? I have at my house?
She comes. There's something about in your home that you feel that there's somebody that walks in your home. You hear them. And sometimes you hear them. You go, I wonder what that is. That is somebody walking in your home. And when I go from that, I go right away to go talk about her grandmother, Maria.
Yeah.
So then from your grandmother, Maria, I'm going right down the line now. And I go again. I take my hand off the pen and I grab my St. Christopher medal. And my St. Christopher medal is right beside Jesus. And I have Jesus on my neck. So when you're talking about Jesus, I got a St. Christopher.
Yeah.
So something has been handed down, and you've had this medal. And now it's your grandmother, and it's been handed down. Somebody has something for you from your grandmother.
Oh, I have that, but it's not a cent.
What is
it? It's earrings, a gold earrings
from your grandmother.
My grandmother.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to tell you a little story, okay?
Yeah.
My St. Christopher is silver, and everybody listen to this. My St. Christopher is silver. I brought it into the jeweler. The jeweler made a mistake, and as they called me up to come pick up my St. Christopher, they accidentally gold-plated it three times. So my silver St. Christopher is gold. So,
okay. Yeah,
you know,
I have my grandmother's earrings. She gave me when she died.
When she died, you got her earrings.
Oh, yeah, so, they are here with me.
Right, right. So your gold earrings are down. So it's a piece of jewelry that's handed down.
Yep.
It's so funny because I grabbed the St. Christopher and it's gold. And it's funny how I got her name and your grandmother. And this is her. And she's around you. She wants to tell you that she loves you. She's around you, Connie. And, you know, I'm going to give you a date. The 12th. Number 12 comes up. The 12th. Now, this 12th is the number 12 as a date is very significant. And this is her way of telling you she's around. And I get also a time. When you hear or see the time, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Something about 2 o'clock. But this is what I get from her. And this is all for you.
Okay.
God bless you, Connie.
Okay, thank you.
You have a wonderful evening.
Same to you.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, guys, what do you think of that?
That was pretty impressive.
I always say you freak me out. You freak me out.
Isn't that something, eh?
I don't like when he calls here.
Oh, you know what?
Because
it's all about people, you know, and this show is just totally awesome about people. You're about people. And that's what it's about. The show's about you. You, 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 you. So listen, plug your show again. Plug your site. Go for it.
Okay. Be sure to listen to Haunted Voices Radio every Friday night, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. Also, be sure to check us out on the web, www.hauntedvoices.com. We have EVP lessons, live chats every Monday, great forum. There's just some articles on there, training guides, all for free. So just jump right in there and learn. The best part of learning it is going out and doing it after.
That's right. You know what the best part of it is, though? You people.
Oh.
The best part of it, folks, is you go to their site and you learn from the best that's out there. And I stand behind this. Haunted Voices are the best paranormal investigation group you can seek out. And you want any questions answered, you look them up, give them a call. They're there for you. Check them out on their show every Friday, 4 to 5 Pacific time. That is going to be what? Central. You're 2 hours behind in Central,
yeah,
are you?
6 to 7.
6 to 7 Central. That means it's 7 to 8 Eastern. Perfect timing. A lot of people are going to love your show. They're just going to fall in love with you guys. You guys are the best. And you know what? I love you guys.
And we love,
you too, Robin.
Tell me, can you stay longer? You got to run, don't you?
He's got that commitment.
Yeah, you do. You know what? Oh, boy, oh, boy.
And, you know, I'm the boss, and I got to make him do it, you know?
That's right. That's right. You know what? Thank you so much.
You are great, Robbie. Thank you for having us. And
oh, no.
I could just let everybody know, you know, if anybody wants to know anything, you know, Robbie's the one to give you the best reading. I mean, Todd and I can both honestly say he's the real deal.
Well, thank
you. I definitely second that.
Thank you
so
much. So
if you're sitting there at home hesitating to call or not, call.
You'll be surprised.
Because you know what? He's going to know anyway, and he's going to see it coming. So just pick up the phone and call him.
Well, you know, there's people out there that's really had bad experiences, you know, from, you know, those ones out there that think that they know and they take your money and they, you know, they know so much. I've been there, done that. When I met you, Robbie, that was the best thing. You know, acknowledge, you know, just, you know, confirmation. I mean, you give accurate reading.
Thank you.
And you're one, and I like how you say, you know, what I tell you is the real thing. You know, you're not going to take no for an answer. If it doesn't make sense now, write it down, because I'm telling y'all it's going to make sense later on.
Most
what Robbie says is the real thing.
Thank you so much.
And we thank you. We
thank
love you.
You
to death.
I love you guys to pieces. That is Haunted Voices, folks. Check them out, www.hauntedvoices.com, and check out their radio show right here on BBS. It's a hit. It's been a hit. And it was just started, and it was a hit. They are the best. You guys are phenomenal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night.
You do. Have
too.
A great night. Have a great show.
God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, folks, that was just so delightful. Those people are just phenomenal. They're the greatest. You know, we're going to do such good work together. We got so much filming coming up. We're going to surprise everybody. There's a lot coming out of BBS Radio in the future here that are going to blow people away. I'm telling you, it's going to be such marvelous work coming out. We're going to be going down to Indiana here very shortly, and we're going to be doing two sites. And we're going to get some people involved, and we're going to get your freak on. And I'm telling you, we're going to get your freak on. You'll be standing there with us, and you're going to feel what we feel, and we're going to bring in exactly those entities that want to be heard, those spirits, apparitions, they're all the same, ghosts, what have you, that are trapped here, that need to be resolved, to have resolution in their life to move on, and everybody's going to feel it.
Robbie?
Yes.
You know, this is, I just had a really wicked idea.
Okie dokie.
And since we're still live on the air, I'm cutting in the back way again because I'm now using the old equipment instead of the new equipment because I knew Robbie would have call-ins and I didn't want to screw him up. you know, I was saying, wouldn't it be funny if actually I tried to read somebody?
Hey. Hey, no, that's not funny. That is so cool. That is so cool.
You know,
folks, for the next 15 minutes, I have the most beautifulest guest that I could ask for in 15 minutes, Don Newsom. Don is one of a kind. He is a straightforward shooter. This fella is something else. He gives everybody a break in life. You know what? This guy is, he's harmony. He's it. I'm telling you. Call in. I want people to call in. 1-888-268-4313. That's 1-888-268-4313. I have Don Newsom on my line. I have him on my show.
And I'll try to, and I will actually try to give a reading, the first reading in my life I'm actually going to give the next caller.
And you know what, Don? The next caller that calls in gets a reading by Don. Pick up that phone right now. I'm going to sign my book, A Link to Heaven, Chats with the Other Side, and I'm going to mail it to you. So anybody who's calling in right now, the next three callers, how's that? Does that sound cool, Don?
That sounds great.
Next three callers, you're going to get an autographed copy of my book, A Link to Heaven, Chats with the Other Side, and I'm going to ship it to you. So call in, pick up that phone. That's 1-888-268-4313.
They'll get a reading from me, and then they'll get a reading from you. We'll see the difference.
Oh, definitely, definitely. 1-888-268-4313. Again, folks, 1-888-268-4313. Pick up that phone, call in. I'm going to sign one of my books. I'm going to ship it to you. For the next three callers, you're going to get a reading by Don, and you're going to get a reading by me. And what more could you ask for? Don, you know what? BBS Radio is one of the, oh my gosh, we're a heavyweight. You know what? We're going to get more and more heavy as we go on in life here. We are going to become the supreme alternative talk radio. And it's true. We got people who are listening to us from Hollywood. We got people listening to us from other shows. We are something else. And you know what? It's all about sharing. It's all about everybody. And this is the way it is. What do you think about that? Dawn ran away. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Hello? Is it me?
Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
Are
you there?
This is Betty.
Yeah.
Do you want me to give you your reading?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Betty, I think your real name is Elizabeth.
Yes.
And I think that you have some problems.
I have some problems.
Don't you have problems?
I'm asking if you. I got to go turn my radio down.
You don't have any problems.
Well, no, I'm. Yeah, I do. Of course, I do.
you have a problem listening or to me? Or?
No, I was trying to turn down my radio so that I could hear you.
Ah, okay. Well, see, that was
accurate.
Okay.
You cease to amaze me.
Hey, I'm telling you. Now, I am a different kind of reader. I usually end up spending a little time reading the past, and I'm
uh-huh.
good at it. In fact, I can pretty much accurately read the past. But in this case, we're going to do your future reading for you.
Okay.
I see Christmas coming up for you.
Uh-huh.
And possibly a tree, green, with ornaments.
Okay.
Loved ones.
Uh-huh.
Lots of booze.
Lots of booze?
Elizabeth, come on, admit it. Don't make me look bad here.
Okay.
And that's about all I see. So really, you know, you have Christmas to look forward to, and that's it.
Yep. Is that it?
And okay. Now let Robbie take over. I'm sure he'll be a little bit at odds with me.
Oh, boy. Okay, Elizabeth, how are you?
Good.
Good, good, good. Now that we got through your corny friend there, Don,
Cool. I know. Christmas tree, ornaments, and booze.
Yeah. Hey, what
family.
A better combination.
Yeah, family
than that?
In there.
That is awesome. That is awesome. You have a question for me, hon?
No, I just wanted to call in.
Oh, that's it?
This is the first time I've listened to the radio, to the station, the first I learned of it.
Oh, this is the first you've learned of it?
Yeah.
And you let Dawn do that to you? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, your name is Elizabeth.
Yeah. My name,
pardon?
My first name is Elizabeth, but I go by Betty.
You go by Betty?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes a difference in readings or not.
No, it don't, hon. No, it don't.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. Okay. You know what I'm getting? And it's very funny. I'm getting two people, okay?
Can you talk a little louder, so?
Pardon?
I can hardly hear.
Oh, can you? Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. I tried out for the Verizon commercial, and they didn't pick me. But can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting two people. And what
okay.
I'm getting, hon, is this. I'm getting somebody who passes away with head trauma. Or if there's something
uh-huh.
with head trauma in the right part of their head. And I'm getting another individual that has committed suicide.
Suicide?
Somebody who has passed by taking their own life.
Oh.
All right. The first individual that I have with the head problem that passes, and I'm feeling myself also my chest. All right. I'm having a hard time breathing.
Okay.
So this individual that passes, and I'm getting a male.
A male, huh?
And what I'm getting along with this is this male that passes, and I'm having a hard time breathing, and I got in my head. It feels like cancer has traveled from parts of my body, and it's going to my head,
okay.
like, and in my chest. And it's like it when it passed through, it's gone fast. This is what I'm feeling. So it's going, like, in areas of my body, and it come and was diagnosed, and it was like a fast passing. It wasn't like suffered from cancer for years and years. It was fast passing. This is what I'm getting from this male.
Okay.
The 24 is a number that I have come from this.
24?
The 24. And I'm having my chest, again, is very, very heavy. It's hard for me to breathe. It's in pain, and I feel the pain in my head as well. The 24 is a number that comes with this individual. Now,
okay.
I'm going back, and I don't know if this person's connected to the individual that passes by their own hand, or commit suicide, or passes by their own hand. But there's somebody who actually is connected to this individual that is passed by their own hand, and this is how I'm feeling. There was like guilt or something, and this is how it comes. It comes to me. I feel a lot of, there's anger involved here.
A lot of what?
Anger.
Oh.
Like resentment.
Oh.
Okay. This is what comes here. And
okay.
I'm feeling this that comes from this. There's a lot of resentment. Wondering why. And I'm getting like the part of like disillusionment. Again, wondering why. Why this happened. You know, sometimes, and I refer to this, sometimes in life when we lose a loved one and we want to understand why, we tend to reach out, and again, it goes back to shaking our hand at the heavens or whatever and cursing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes seek a lot of wrong avenues to find our peace. But then we fall back in line, and it's called displacement. And when we become displaced in an avenue of spirit, let's say, we tend to reach out in every direction trying to find out why this has happened, who's to blame. And that's how I feel this is what this is. And I'm trying to figure out why I'm feeling I'm pointing and I'm drawing arrows and pointing. Why am I always blaming? Do you have a lot of burden here where you want
to... Do I have a lot of what?
Burden, where you want to point fingers and you're still not resolved on an issue of this individual passing?
I don't think so. I'm a pack rat. I'd like to get over that.
Pardon me?
I'm a pack rat, and I'd like to get over that. And
you're
my mother
pack.
Was, too, but that's not.
Well, you know, it just feels that, you know, there's something here where there's, you know, oh boy, I feel like, yeah, I want to get over this, and I'm carrying some heavy weight on my shoulders about this. But again, I'm drawing a line right through the 24th. The 24th is the number, 24th, on about the 24th, right there.
You mean that would have happened on or about the 24th?
Yeah, that's what it is. And that's what I'm coming to. And I feel that there's not resolve here. And I'm got my arms crossed, and I feel that, okay, if I ignore it long enough, it's going to go away, but it's not going away.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm not sure, but I'll think about it.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm getting here. And that's the male, and then there's the other person who I feel that's been connected to you and to this individual that has taken life. I got taking life. I don't understand what taking life, but I got it.
Could it have been in an accident?
Pardon me?
Could it have been in an accident?
Well, it's like taking life. Like they actually thought about it and took their life. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
So the individual, whoever took their life, that's what I'm getting. They took their life.
Okay.
And that's how I feel about this. And it's something else. Pardon?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
Okay, that's just how I feel. I'm getting that sentiment, that feeling, and I'm getting the part. When I start talking aggressively, it's because that's the way I feel it should come across. And, you know, certain people hide certain things within themselves. And the old saying I always say to people is, we can fool people, but we never can fool our souls. And it's true, because whatever our souls know, it's etched there from time well before us. And that's where the truth lies. And it just feels like, again, like I'm going to the 24 and the one person who passes away, but it's connected. I don't know where this other person is connected, but it's connected to this individual passing. And I feel like there's cancer that went through me real quick.
Okay.
God bless you, hon.
Thank you. Now, who do I give my address to so I can get an autographed book?
Yeah, you can. You know what you can do? Dawn will take your address and your name, and that way it's not on air, and I'll send it to you. How's that?
Good. Okay.
Great.
All right.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Have a great day.
Yes.
Yeah, folks, you know, sometimes when we are burdened with a lot of things in life, there is certain things that we don't open up to, or when we do open up, we go, yes. And it's amazing how our soul shows us the way. It's like stepping stones. It truly is. You know, doing that reading there, I felt a lot of, you know, anger, and you probably can tell in the tone of my voice and the way I was reading it, and different readings I do and that I have done, when it comes through like that, it's just amazing how it comes through. And people go, oh yeah, you know, but some people just don't want to admit it or give the information. That's fine too. But later on, sometimes people go, yes, I know that it is what it is. And it's true. That's what happens. I wish I had a little bit more to go on, but it looks to me that there's some type of recognition that was supposed to be given to the individual that passed by their own hand, or by wanting to let their life go. And I'm going to have to hit upon this because it's bothering me here too, is the fact that when people do take their life, people have this misconception of they go to hell or they go to limbo, and they don't. People are loved by God regardless. When we pass, we go, and if it's by our own hand, I was shown. And this is what is truly happens. We go to heaven, our family's there, there's people there who teach us to love ourselves again. We are taught to love ourselves, to love life, to love God, to love everything that is within us. That is the realism
and spiritualism. That's what it is, and it's true. We don't get shoved aside. God would never do that to us. We're loved by God regardless, and that's the truth behind the matter. And I just feel that's what it is, and people probably on this end here and this during this reading, you know, if it was a car crash, as she pointed out, and, you know, this individual was talking about leaving here and for a specific reason and what have you, yeah, that's how I feel it was. And we have to give that individual that much love and compassion and move forward, pray for them, and love them as they are. Caller, how are you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jeremy Randall, and I'm from St. Catharines, Ontario.
Oh, an Ontarian. How are you?
Good.
Isn't that wonderful? We have finally someone from Canada I can read. I'm Canadian, Jeremy. Jeremy?
Yeah?
You don't have to talk to me if you don't want to.
No, sorry. It's really hard to hear you, actually.
Sorry about that.
That's no problem.
I can talk a little louder. I'm good at that. Well, let's see. I see some similarities between you and the last person that called, Betty.
Okay.
Elizabeth, I see a lot of booze. Is there any problems in your family with booze?
No.
There isn't?
No.
You sure? Because I'm usually always right.
Nope, sorry.
You might want to write that down.
Okay.
And refer to it later, but...
Okay.
I'm sorry, we have a studio in here, and people, you know, they don't realize how much concentration this takes. Now, are you wearing something pink?
Actually, yeah.
Yes.
My underwear, actually.
I know.
Yeah,
I see that. I see that.
Yeah.
Now, that has some tie-in, I think, with a neighbor. Am I correct?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
These,
I'm sorry?
They, you know, my visions come full circle. Now, that's really all I get from you, because you feel a little closed, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of trepidation and anger there. I don't see a lot of humor. So I'm going to let Robbie finish this off.
Okay, thanks.
Gotta love those guys, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, you know, that's okay. We're going to get him back. All right. Now, Jeremy, well, I want to talk about taking a trip here.
I'm sorry, it's really hard to hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. I want to talk about taking a trip here. You, because I see you taking a trip not only once, but twice. And it's coming up here. Pardon?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
A trip.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not only once, but I see twice. Okay?
Okay.
So I see coming at summertime here coming up very shortly. There's a trip. But then again, I don't know if it's been talked about, but I'm certainly feeling this. There's twice, because I see the number two right after the trip. And so I'm thinking that there's two times you got to go for a reason. And one is in the summer. One's going to be again in around the fall. So this is business. This is some type of business or whatever, but it is two trips.
Okay.
I feel that it is. This is what it's coming from. And I'm being shown as it's a business venture. And some type of, there's two trips involved here to get it done. It's a two-part thing. That making sense to you?
Well, I'm going to Cuba, actually, in April,
right?
Around the week of the 27th for a wedding with my girlfriend. But other than that, that's the only trip that I know of that I'm
no, this
to
is
going
a two-part trip. I don't know what it's a two-part trip for.
Yeah.
There's a two-part trip. You go, and it's like once, and then you're going to go again. And it's for business. It's like a business venture.
Hmm.
So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm looking at the fact that, you know, once you go once, the second part is to fill in this business venture. And that's what it is. It's a two-part trip, and it's a business venture.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys have talked about, all right, And when I start, I don't know about, I mean, it's what I hear or what I feel. You two talk about doing something on like a beachfront or something like this. But this is a two-part venture, and this is how I'm getting it.
You said a beachfront?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, that sounds good.
No, but that's what it means.
Yeah.
That's what it's coming from. It's like a two-part venture, and I see this. It's doing something on a beachfront. So if you're going to Cuba the first time, I'm, you know what? The second part is the venture, and it's a two-part venture, and that's what I'm feeling. You know, it's a stronghold there. It's the two-part venture of this trip, and it's business. So I'm thinking the way I see it is that that's what it is. It's involving going there twice.
Hmm.
And I feel like you guys have been talking about something like this.
Hmm.
Not only just you guys, but with another couple. I got another couple involved here.
Another couple. Hmm.
Yeah, there's another couple involved. And as I'm going and I'm writing stuff down, there's another couple involved here. And yes, and it's a two-part venture. And again, yes, it starts with the first trip that's coming up very soon here, and then the second part.
Okay.
And you know what? If you have to worry about it, I wouldn't, because this is a good. This is good. This is what I'm getting. There's nothing wrong with this whatsoever. Whatsoever. Do you have a specific question whatsoever?
Specific question. Well, I shouldn't say recently. About a year and a half ago, my father passed away. And I was just actually a little curious if he knew if he was sick or anything, if he had any, you know,
inkling about it. If he had any inkling that what was going on with
him? Yeah, if he knew, you know, anything, like if he had any clue or it just kind of happened and it was a shock to him.
Who drew? Who drew, like, cartoonish?
Who drew?
Yeah.
Cartoons.
Yeah. Somebody is, like, because when we're talking here, and we're talking about your father, and I'm getting, like, you know, I'm drawing here, and I'm drawing people and you know, always drawing, and I feel like I'm drawing on magazines, and I'm always drawing on paper, and, you know, somebody's cartoonish drawing.
Hmm. Well, nobody to my, you know, recognition do I know that drew. My dad never drew. That I know of.
All right. Well, that's what I'm getting. The word drew and drawing. And that's what I'm getting. And I'm seeing it on, because I'm drawing it here. And I'm doing it right here, right now. As an inkling to know what was going on with him, you know, it's funny how you can look back and see how when an individual feels there's something wrong with them, and all of a sudden, they stop being themselves and they revert back a bit. They kind of take a back seat. They slow down. I feel your father was doing this, and that was one of the signs. I feel that your father was not only showing that once he knew that something was going on, where he would be doing his everyday your father way, and then all of a sudden you could see him drawing back and you're wondering, well, he's changed a bit. There's something different about him. That's when he knew.
Hmm.
Does that make
now,
sense?
Now, the change, is that work-related, or is that, like, in his personal life?
In his whole life, yes.
Everything in
his life started to change a bit. You could see the way he even addressed things and held himself, his persona.
Wow.
You could see the change in him.
Hmm. That's actually, you know what, that's brutally true. He was with his he wasn't married, but I guess you'd call her my stepmother. And she, ever since he was with her, he kind of changed his ways in regards just to the way he acted and the way he was very short, like, you know, not tempered, but he was very short with everything. And I remember one thing he said to me when we were in a car. He said, if it wasn't for the situation he was in with her, that he wouldn't be where he is. He wouldn't be with her.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He was withdrawing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it did. My mother even said the same thing, that he did not seem like the same person that he was when she was with him.
That's right. Those are called warning signs.
Yeah.
They are actual departure signs. Our soul knows things. And when our soul reflects through our humanistic ways, I explain this in my second book that's actually coming out here in a month's time. And in there, I explain the departure signs of loved ones. And this is his way. This was his way.
Yeah.
He kind of reached, how can I say, kind of reached backwards and went into a shell. And this was his way of, you know, fighting within himself. But he didn't realize he was affecting everybody else. And this was him. Correct?
Yeah, that's very correct. He was not the same person he was.
That's right.
Before he passed. I mean, even when I remember when I was a kid, he was just a total different person.
Right.
Just the way he acted, he was very, would you say spontaneous, I guess you could call it.
Right.
Very easygoing, very outgoing.
That's right. That all
and,
changed.
And he had no enemies. He was a good guy in general. And then, you know.
It changed.
He got with her and then things just kind of went downhill from there. Sad to say, really, but it's the truth.
Well, you know what, too? And I'm going to tell you this. You probably noticed this yourself and you thought about this. Battling depression is a hard thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that, and which he did, it's hard to really focus on what is real. And sometimes in their mind, they think what is real, but it's not. So, you know, he had a lot going on. And you know what? He's in a better place. Much, much better place, but that was one of his signs. And you always wondered it, but that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help you?
Yeah, it just makes sense now, kind of thing.
Right. But you know what? Let's not look on the negativity of it. Let's look on the positive side of it. You know, he's home. And he's much better off.
Yeah.
He's in a great place. Now, you have the good memories. So reflect upon the good, because that's what opens up your soul so you can share with the universe and you can love. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. It may sound corny, but you know what? When you really sit and think of it, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. You know? God bless you.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a wonderful evening.
Yes, you too.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, folks, you know, that's one tool we should all use very, very much so, is reflection. Reflection is one of the greatest tools around. And, Don, I hope you got that fella's address. You kept him on the line.
We got it.
Okay, thank goodness. Thank you. Callers, this is the last chance. 1-888-268-4313. Give me a call. You'll be the last one to receive one of my autograph books of A Link to Heaven, Chats with the Other Side. I'll be sending it to you directly. Give me a call. Let's have a chat. I want to read you. I want to tell you what's going on. Answer your questions. Dream interpretation. Past life. Let's talk. Let's talk about spiritualism. Let's talk about something. Don.
Anything.
You know, we're getting close to the end of the hour, and we had one phenomenal interview with the Haunted Voices. www.hauntedvoices.com. Those people are phenomenal.
Aren't they phenomenal?
Yeah, they really are.
Todd and Chris Bates are wonderful. Absolutely. I'm just glad to have them on BBS Radio. Just fantastic people.
Yes, I know, but you make fun of me all the time, so it's okay.
Well, I make fun of everybody. Hey, when you have a twin brother who's constantly making fun of you, you know, it just...
Oh, sure. So you want to pass the buck.
Well, I want to pass the favor. It's on how you look at it, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was a great show tonight.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that.
You know, I enjoyed the readings. I felt really mystical there for a while.
Yeah, I bet you did. Those people are going, what the hell did you just say?
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
You know, we got time for one more reading, I guess, and the lucky person gets your book.
That's right. That's right. So pick up the phone, folks. 1-888-268-4313. That's 1-888-268-4313. Give me a call. We can chit-chat. And you know what? Oh, boy. Look at this. And you know what? Wait. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Barry. I'm calling from Edmonton, Canada.
Oh, another Canadian. And your name's Terry?
Barry with a B.
Oh, Barry.
Yes.
Well, Barry, thank you for calling in. How's the weather there?
We're getting lots of snow here lately. More in the last this month than the whole winter.
Well, you know what, Barry? You keep it. We don't want it in Ontario.
Yeah, I bet. You have enough down there, do you?
Oh, Mike, no, you know what? It's been, what, plus 12, plus 10, no snow.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes.
Well,
spring's just around the corner, so.
We'll have to keep you on the air after we get you off so I can get your address. But before that, I'd like to give you a reading.
Okay.
Now, this is the comedic side of it. You ready?
Let's do it.
Well, actually, this is because I'm really getting a really strong, strong energy. And
what are you getting?
I'm getting a lot of booze. And we got a lot of drunks calling in today, and I don't know. Canadians, you know.
Well, I haven't had a drink yet, so.
Well, you're going to. See, I see the future. I'm giving you the future. You're going to drink lots, probably more than you should.
We're just doing lemonade right now.
I feel that you've lost something dear to you. It's you recently lost it. It's it has that feeling of memory. You know, you've lost some part of your memories, and you're having a difficult time breathing right now. Could be from all the cigarettes. You do a lot of smoking, don't you?
Are you looking in the mirror again, Don?
All right, I'll let you go. But keep up the drinking, keep up the smoking. We're with you. We love you.
Thanks, buddy.
That's so comical. Oh, brother. Oh, you're still with us, right,
Don,
Barry?
Don is funny.
Yeah, he is. Do you have a question for me?
I just tuned in. Maybe you can give me a past life reading.
You want a past life reading? Okay, cool. You know what? I was sitting here, and there's a few things I was writing down and trying not to concentrate on Don. You know, he's hilarious. I want to start with the name Lisa, okay?
Lisa. Someone I'm supposed to know?
This name here, well, wait, just wait. It's the first name I've just given to you right now. Lisa is a name that comes, right? And then on the other side of Lisa, all right, I'm getting Don. Like Don. Not Don that just was on the phone, but Donald, okay? Donald?
Okay.
All right. So it's not Don that was on the phone. It's a Don, but I get Lisa and Don, okay?
Okay.
These two names are coming in. Now, I want to go for you, Barry, and I want to go right to World War II. What's your infatuation with World Wars?
I don't like war.
Okay, but there's something behind here because you know what I'm getting? In World War II, this is what and it's coming up this way. Being a foot soldier, I don't know if you've thought of this a lot, but being a foot soldier and not liking of war, or hurting anybody, or wanting to do harm to anybody whatsoever, is a reflective part of what we used to be too. So if at one part of your life you were, say, go to the medieval times, and you were an individual who just, you know, killed everybody in sight, and you come to this life, you're the opposite of what you were. Okay? That
sure
can happen. Now, I'm getting this from you, that not hurting anybody, you know, not wanting this, even like a pro advocate against war.
Okay.
Period. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like why in the business will we be doing something like this? But you know what? It's funny.
What's that?
It's really funny because if you really go back to where your last life was World War II. And in saying so, I'm looking at, and I want to say this, I don't know, the Russian front. And that's what I'm talking about, the Russian front. And I'm going to the part of World War II, and I'm going in that direction. And that's where I'm getting this, and I'm feeling a lot of hate, a lot of anger. So this would come from you. And when I talk about, before you even said anything, and I said, go to World War II, oh, I don't like war. Well, of course not, because now I've told you that the reason you're like an advocate against it and not even wanting war and what have you, that's true, right?
Yes.
Yes. So the part of the Russian front, this is what I'm getting. You know, you were very young, and the way I feel that you pass was in battle, and you were very young. And before you pass, there's a lot of life you did take. So if you ever thought that inside you, now I'm going to try to bring you inside yourself so you can see what I'm talking about, and you can reflect back and forth and say, yes, that makes sense now.
Okay.
Hurting an individual and looking at the way they die, now you could never do something like that. Then you did. Now you can't. But that's the way you were back then. And that's the way, because that's the way you were brought up in that part of that realm of your life. That's what you did. You were a soldier, and that's what you did. And I'm very strong on the Russian front. And that's where you were. Now, background of you, I don't know if you have any Russian in you or German in you, but I'm pointing that way.
Actually, Ukrainian.
Ukrainian. So that's what? Explain for our listeners.
Pardon me?
Explain for our listeners, Ukrainian. That is like between Germany and Russia, right?
Yes, it is.
And that's where it comes from. There's the tie. Now, not wanting to kill, and, you know, some people are for war. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's right. Let's go to Iraq. Let's kill those people. You know what I mean? You wouldn't even want to watch the news about that stuff.
I don't even like to watch it, no.
Exactly. So there's the tie, and that's what it is. So that was your past life. Okay, now I'm going to give you a name. Anik. I don't know what this name is. Anik. A-N-I-C. Nicholas. Nikolai. Nicholas. Does that make sense to you?
Nikolai.
Nikolai? Nicholas? Anik.
I resonate with it.
Pardon?
I resonate with that.
Okay. That is the name that comes forward from that. Mm-hmm. That was your name. Okay? Now, the Anik, I hope I'm saying it right. Anik, A-N-I-C, or A-N-I-C-H. Anich, Anik.
You're getting awful close to A-N-U-S, I gotta tell you.
What? What was that? This is my moment. Get off the phone.
I love you, buddy.
Yeah. I'm trying hard here, and you need to try to throw that at me. Stop it.
So, Anik, you're getting Anik is what you're getting.
Yeah, like Anich. Anich.
Anich.
Does that make sense? That type of name in that realm of that area?
Sure.
Okay. Well, that's the name I have from you. You can probably check out, and I know it's probably going to baffle you because you're an historian.
Mm-hmm.
You want to check things out. This is you. So, anything that's good like this, you'll check out. Check out the history of this name.
I will do that.
And you know what? You will find that the name goes back to then. And the key, and that's the tie, you're in between Russia and Germany, the Russian front.
Very interesting.
Am I right? That's the Russian front?
I've always known I've had ties there, yeah.
Yep. God bless you, Barry. You have the most wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Thank you. And you know what? You hang on the line. Leave Don. Your address, and I'm going to sign you a book and send it off to you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You betcha. God bless you, buddy.
God bless you.
Well, folks, I'm going to tie it up here. This is the end of the night for me. I hope you enjoyed it, along with the comedic routines of the great Juan Don. And I'm telling you, or Don Juan, you know, but, you know, it's fantastic. And how we can tie things in. And in past lives, I've done it many times. I've brought them through and I've showed people the connection in between and what it means and what have you. There has to be a connection. When anybody does a past life reading and they just read you and you say, ooh, that just thing. No, there has to be a connection in wondering why and where and have you. And that's like really detailed information that was given. And I'd do that for any past life. And you know what? Everybody, love today. Live till its fullest. Yesterday was a treasure, and tomorrow's to come yet. So remember, everything you cross in your path, the day that you live, share it with another. Smile, embrace it. Love your family, love life. God bless you all. Goodbye. Good night for tonight.
You have been listening to BS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.